Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good day, sunshine. 807 1310 WIBA. Everyday Outdoor Living brought to you by The Bruce Company. The website, brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com. A fantastic website, not only to learn more about The Bruce Company, also online ordering now on the website, brucecompany.com. On Facebook and social media, The Bruce Company. Their telephone number, 836-7041. That's 836-7041. And located right at 2830 Parmenter Street. That is where the Middleton Garden Center of The Bruce Company is located. Again, right at 2830 Parmenter Street. Lisa, how you doing this morning? Happy spring, my friend.
Happy spring to you, too. That's right. It was the first day of spring on Saturday.
Yeah, so we've got, I don't know exactly what that means. I think there's something about things being equal and balanced, and then things start to, days get longer, and summer
gets... The sun rises and sets exactly in the west, or rises in the east and sets in the west, as opposed to, because right now, the planet is not tipped. So at the solstices,
yes,
the planet tips toward or away from the sun.
Yeah, people don't realize we're a little crooked as generally in our rotation.
Yeah, and so at the equinox it's equal, so it's not tipped. So the sun is shining directly on the equator instead of north or south of the equator.
Ah, yes, and that means we're going to get...
So yes, and so the day, it makes the days equal.
And it makes the sun warm and the days warm here in the north.
And it makes us so super cheerful about some nicer weather ahead. But just think, in 6 months, we'll be looking at it saying, oh, yeah, winter's on the way.
Yeah. Yes, we will. And
everything there is a season.
Yeah, of course. Lisa Briggs comes to us from The Bruce Company. If you've got a question for Lisa, we'd love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. So with this, and I think obviously with the weather we had this weekend, people are excited, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I will be the bearer of bad news. We are in early spring and we are in Wisconsin, and I know what happens in early spring in Wisconsin is the weather is a bit unpredictable. What do people need to know right now when it comes to this weather and plants?
Yes, but let's enjoy what we have.
Yes.
First of all, so let's take, you know, I went around in my yard, and after I was got through being like absolutely horrified at all the rabbit damage that there was, then I started looking for things, you know, looking at buds on my trees and my hellebores. My Lenten roses are coming up. My little, I've got like little peonies are starting to nose out of the ground. I've got primroses, growth on primroses. And so that's kind of a fun thing to do. So take a walk or a look around, see what is coming up. See what, you know, look for damage. It's still a good time to do any dormant pruning. You know, it's kind of nice to do it when the weather is not so freezing or inclement. But with this bounty of, you know, of signs of spring, we do know that the weather is, at some point, is going to get nasty again. Just, it's like you said, it's a fact. We live in Wisconsin, and it's only March. And so just remember that the further along your plants get, the more protection they're going to need if and when the temperatures take a nosedive. So, yeah, now is the time to make sure that you have some floating row covers handy or some sheets that if you're, you know, succumbing to the urge of color and you're planting up some pots for early spring, that you're able to, you know, pull them up close to the house or into the garage, that you have ways to protect any bedding plants. And the further along we get, so the longer these nice stretches last, then the more potential there is for damage later.
And you mentioned the floating row covers, and for people who haven't seen them, these are sheets can do, but they obviously can do damage as well, and they're not obviously designed for protecting plants. Whereas the floating row covers are literally the material itself is not going to damage your plants, and it's really designed. They are really designed specifically to keep your plants safe and protect them from the elements.
Yeah, they're made out of a spun poly material, so they're super lightweight. So if you you can leave them on. Sheets are fine. It's just the heavier the material gets, especially if you're looking at, tender perennials or you've put out some annuals, that weight, especially if we have frost and they get wet, can cause some damage. Now, if you've got, shrubs or trees or something that you're, smaller trees that you're putting some protection on, sheets are fine. Floating row covers, though, are really handy for a lot of other things. So it's not like it's that, it's that one appliance in your kitchen that can only do one thing. They do multitask, so they are really good protection against animal feeding if you're growing, strawberries or something like that. They will also protect bean plants from Japanese beetle damage. So they're kind of a good thing to have, and they're not super expensive. So it's something that's worth keeping in your garden shed or wherever you keep your garden tools. And then the other thing you want to watch for too is that as the weather gets progressively nicer and then nosedives, that the more your plants, I can't say this enough, the more your plants develop, the more at risk they are. So things that are happening now, these sort of early spring, tips of tulips or daffodils poking out, the cold hardy plants that are starting to emerge, they're much more able to deal with the drop in temperatures. But once buds on trees or you start seeing flower buds emerge, that's the kind of thing that you want to worry about.
So with that too, Lisa, with kind of the further along we get, and as we've been talking, you mentioned, ways to protect. I would urge people to go back and check out the podcast, because as we talk about this stuff, the protection angle, it does come up quite a bit. And for folks who may have been on the fence, do I need some of these floating row covers? Should I get some? I would urge you to go back and listen to, as you mentioned, just the number of different uses they have, but also the number of different times we've talked about over the years about, needing those or having those handy or having those available. They really are a really important part as we talk about the seasons here in Wisconsin, having that tool on hand and ready to go. Of course, you can pick one up, pick a few up right at the Bruce Company's Built and Garden Center at 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. If you've got questions for Lisa, now is a prime time to get you on the air. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We talk about cleaning up the yard. We'll also talk about getting some seeds started, and we're kind of getting into that season. We'll get the details from Lisa, and we'd love to get your questions as well at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about the Bruce Company online, brucecompany.com, on Facebook and social media, The Bruce Company, or stop on in and say hello. They'd love to see you right at 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street in right in Middleton at the Middleton Garden Center of the Bruce Company. We'll continue our conversation with Lisa Briggs and take more of your calls next as Everyday Outdoor Living with the Bruce Company continues right here on 1310 WIBA. WIBA and Everyday Outdoor Living brought to you by the Bruce Company. Hanging out this morning with Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company. If you've got a question, we would love to get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about the Bruce Company online, their website, brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com, all one word, on Facebook and social media, The Brews Company. And of course, you can always stop on in and say hello. They'd love to see you right at 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. Again, love to get you on the air right now as well with your question at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Few people can say they've cruised around in a car that costs more than a house, but we'll save that for another day.
Yeah, that's certainly not something to talk about today.
No, but we'll talk about that on a different program on a different day. But Lisa, as we've been talking about some of the beautiful weather that we've had and just kind of the great stuff. I know there's been a real, and it's so great to see a renewed interest in sustainability and the idea of, you know, planting our own gardens and growing our own food. And it's great for everyone, but especially for the kiddos. Are we seeing a lot of demand this year as well for veg and for veg seeds and really kind of continuing with that trend that we've seen?
I think that we've seen that trend the last few years. It really spiked last year. You know, with COVID, mm-hmm. people were home, parents were looking for things for their kids to do. It's a great sort of practical science class if you were, you know, doing some remote learning with your kids. It's a good way to get outside. And I have always felt, now my kids are much older, but your son is of an age. I have always theorized that if kids were more involved in growing their food or choosing their food, that they would be a lot less picky eaters when it comes to veg. So would you, I mean, you would say that's true.
I absolutely.
Madsen, like, will eat all kinds of things that you won't even touch, right?
Yeah, well, including Brussels sprouts. And his favorite food, and this is not like his favorite vegetable, this is his favorite food, is broccoli. My kid, this is not a joke, he will eat broccoli morning, noon, and night. And he loves the stuff. And I think it goes back to what you had mentioned there is, he grew broccoli. He still does. Every year he grows some broccoli, and he's just got this affection for vegetables, mostly because he knows what it takes to grow them, and he's just developed.
Well, it just makes you part of the process, mm-hmm. and I think that there's a whole generation of us who grew up, you know, and didn't necessarily do farmers markets. You know, food came in the grocery store in a prepackaged kind of container, and you don't know where it came from. You know, thousands of miles away. And I just think that I'm just really pleased that maybe we're going to get a whole new generation of gardeners, because for a while kind of looked like it was, you know, maybe aging out. And now I don't think that's necessarily true. And I'm super happy about that. But that being said, all of this interest, and then with the pandemic and you know, the fact that people are, you know, worried about shortages and that kind of thing, that there are shortages of seeds. I mean, we have been having pretty good luck with most of our suppliers getting restocked. Some of them, you know, some of the smaller companies, it's been a little more difficult. But to get what you really want, to get the best selection, you should come in early. And now is the time, too, where you can start planting more things. So I put my fava beans in peat pots this weekend because they can go in the ground probably by mid-April if my raised bed is ready by then. And then I'm going to probably Easter weekend start my tomatoes. But you could be certainly doing, you know, almost everything except really fast-growing stuff, you know, or things that you would direct sow. So onions, all your brassicas, all those cold-weather crops. If you're looking at sort of spicier peppers, you can go ahead and start those. Eggplant, you could go ahead and start. Things like tomatoes, I'd wait another week or so. Things that are faster-growing, like squashes and that kind of thing, I would also wait on those.
Peppers and those type of things, you can...
Yeah, especially the hotter ones, they need more time to, you know, for the fruit to develop the heat. And so if we have a cooler summer, it's nice to get a little bit of a jump start on the plants.
It's important to know, to think about those things too, is I think sometimes we get over eager and really want to get things going. And, you know, you want to make sure that you're strategically getting things started and getting things going at the right time. And some of the great things too, with the Brews Company, we talk about the variety, we talk about the quality. The other thing too, is the knowledge, is having people that know exactly what it is that you want to do and how to accomplish it best. And that's the expertise you get with the Bruce Company. They'd love to see you. Just stop on in, say hello, right at 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. Plant desk, telephone number 836-7041, located online, brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com, and on Facebook and social media as The Bruce Company. And Lisa, real quick, too, as we've been talking about the weather, I think a lot of us got a little bit of time to get out, and hopefully we got that walk around the house and did some inspecting of things. And I know we've had some people calling about in the past couple of weeks about things popping up and wondering about those type of things. What about some damage that may have occurred over the winter? You mentioned things like little bunnies, as cute as they are, they can do a heck of a lot of damage.
Yeah, and I've got a thing on my desk about a customer who wants us to come and assess her deer damage.
Ooh.
I've put out predator ear in the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. The granule that's fox urine to keep the bunnies out of my yard. I wish that Harvey would have told me that they were so active back there. It's his desk just sits and looks right out at the backyard. He thought they were fun.
Yes.
He thought the cats were amused by it, which they probably were, but yeah. So the best thing you can do now is to prevent the damage from getting any worse. So if you're, you know, if they've nibbled on tree trunks and that kind of thing, but they haven't completely circled the trunk, then do something to, you know, to get them to stop feeding. You don't want it to progress. They're going to be hungry. Feeding pressure is just going to get even higher until there's enough stuff everywhere for them to eat. So if you have signs of rabbit damage, you're going to want to do something to sort of halt their pattern until the pressure lessens a little bit. So there are all kinds of repellents that you can use. If you've, you know, you can always put like a large utility pot. Like if you bought a tree or a shrub last year, I always save those sort of, you know, bigger than 5 gallon containers, because you can put those upside down over top of things to keep the rabbits off. They are usually pretty well vented. So, That's a really good thing for frost protection too, for smaller plants. Just pop an upside down pot over it.
Put it over. Is those sprays as well? Are they as effective not only against rabbits, but do they work on deer as well, or are deer just kind of like whatever?
I have found in my experience, and this is just anecdotal for sure,
sure,
is that the sprays seem to work better for deer, and granules are better for rodents. I don't know if that's scientifically true, but in my experience. So when I was in Sheboygan, I used spray because basically I had a deer issue, and now there are not a lot of deer kind of cruising around Westmoreland, but there certainly is an overabundance of rabbits. So there are all kinds of repellents on the market. We stock a whole bunch of different things, so come on into the store and you can talk to Gail or Brenda or somebody at the plant desk, and we'd be happy to help you find something that works for you.
I was watching a program on PBS the other night about red foxes and the fox population, and they actually had a University of Wisconsin researcher on there talking about.
There's an urban fox project
in
Wisconsin, and we used to have a family that lived like two doors down from us on a back door,
mm-hmm.
And we didn't have a ton of problems with rabbits, but or chipmunks.
No,
but I think that they moved. Like I don't think the family was pretty happy, like super happy about them. They're messy for sure.
Yeah,
they change dens because the dens get disgusting, and then they move on. But the kits are adorable. But I think they've moved to another place. And the rabbits have continued unchecked for a couple of years now.
There's easier ways to control the rabbit population with some granulars and some little spray helps as well. Yeah, we had some foxes here at the station living at the building next door, and they were so cute. And then of course the people that own the house said, you know what, they're cute, but yeah, they're they're making
they tunnel under things to build their dens, and they go through a couple, two or three during the process of, you know, from from early spring when they start to build the den to when, you know, to when the kits, because, you know, they drag stuff in there and they get disgusting. So they move on. They move to another one and then, you know, they'll go back after it sort of self-sterilizes itself.
Well, there we go. Oh, so much great stuff as always going on at the Bruce Company. Again, you want to protect and keep your plants and stuff safe and keep those rabbits away and the deer away. We've got solutions for that. Also with the climate changes and the weather, of course, you definitely want to stop in at the Bruce Company. If you don't have a couple of those floating row covers, definitely want to pick that up. They're always great and always there to help you at the Middleton Garden Center, the Bruce Company, 2830 Parmet Street. That's 2830 Parmet Street. The website, brucecompany.com. If you haven't been to the website lately, definitely check that out. Some great options for ordering online, as well as, of course, what's been going on most recently at the Bruce Company. You can also follow along on social media, the Bruce Company. Lisa, it's always great hanging out. You have yourself a fantastic weekend.
You too, Sean.
And it's Monday, but I still say have a great weekend because it's always great talking with Lisa. The guys from Troll Bites, they come your way next right here, 1310 WIBA.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.